I want to share with you some ideas, some short ideas, some Sefer Paradeis Yosef HaChadosh. Okay, this came out, I think came out this year. Paradeis Yosef HaChadosh Shana Ayin Zayin. You know, there's a very famous Sefer called Paradeis Yosef. So it was redone, Paradeis Yosef by Mandelbaum. Mandelbaum? No, Rabinowitz. Gamliel HaKayin Rabinowitz. The original one was done by Mandelbaum. What? Gamliel Rabinowitz. Yeah, that's right. There are a lot of, you have to know which one. There are a lot of Rabinowitzes. There are a few Gamliel Rabinowitzes. You have to know which one it is. Okay, many years ago, there was a three-volume sefer called Paradeis Yosef. It was a three-volume sefer. It was a favorite by many Rabbanim. It's a liquid. Most of it is really a collection of short ideas. It was a very old sefer. It was a favorite, and then they came along and they expanded it from three volumes, right? They expanded it from three volumes to 10 volumes, and a lot of Rabbanim, they use it to prepare their drashos. And then a couple of years ago, he put out a volume. People who put out the Paradeis put a volume on Chanukah, a new volume on Chanukah, and now they put out a new volume on Purim. Okay, so I want to go over here. They have some nice ideas. I want to share with you some ideas that caught my attention. Okay, first thing is how many Megillos are there? We read, we call Megillas Esther. Is Megillas Esther the only Megillah? So many of us will say, of course, no, there are five Megillas, the Chamesh Megillot, the Chamesh Megillos. So the truth is, it's not so simple that the other Megillas, what we call Megillah, are indeed in Halacha called the Megillah. Shirashirim, Ruos, Eicha, Koheles. According to some opinions, he presents here, I don't grasp all the details, but it appears as a machlokes between Masechta Soferim and the Medrash, if Masechta Soferim is like a later collection of Chazal, Masechta Soferim and the Midrashim, if the other four are also called in Halacha Megillah, or maybe they're part of Kisuvim. According to Masechta Soferim, V'nir shamakar lezehu meha de'isa b'masechta soifrim b'zeh haloshen b'rus u'b'shirashirim u'b'kahelas u'b'eicha u'b'megillas Esther tzarech levarech v'loimer al mikra megillah, period. The af al pi sheksuva b'ksuvim, even though it's part of kisuvim, v'akoyre b'ksuvim tzarech loimer baruch atah shemkinu melech ha'masher k'deshon b'mitzvot v'tzvanu l'koyes b'kisvei ha'kodesh. It used to be in ancient times, they would lain from kisuvim at Shabbos Mincha. After you lay in the Torah, you would lay in from Kisuvim and you would make a bracha. Asher kedeshon b'mitzvos v'tzvanu l'kroy b'kisvei ha'kodesh. And for whatever reason, that minhag, that takana was bottled because...
If you read it from a cloth, you have to make a
bracha. It was, what is that takana? You have like a half Torah. A Shabbos Mincha, they would lay in Kisuvim. In the morning, you lay in from the Nevi'im after you finish Kriya Satayra, and you come to Mincha on Shabbos, you lay in from Kisuvim. And you take out Kisuvim, Eoiv, Tehillim, whatever you lay in from, and you make a bracha, like a maftir. And that Chazal will mevatel. They will mevatel that because people got too caught up in Kisuvim and they did not come to the drosha. There was a drosha, so I don't know the details, but there was a conflict. People began to use the laying of Kisuvim as a way, as an excuse, not to go and listen to the drasha, which was critical for the people to hear. So therefore, Chazal were mevatel. Yes, they made. I don't know if they made the bracha achrayna, but it's clear as day they made a bracha rishayna. Baruch atah Hashem lokinim melachol masher kedushan b'mitzvos v'sivanu likroy b'kisvei hakodesh.
So then, why does it have to be by minute? It can be any day of the week.
No, you don't just make a bracha whenever you want. You have to have a protocol. You don't just, whenever you want, take out a sefer Torah, make a bracha. You have to.
So
have
if
a,
you say Shira Shirim from a cloth, you would have to make a bracha.
Oh, let's come to that in a moment. Right. Let's start that. But one thing is for sure. There was a tekufa in the history of Klal Yisrael when at Shabbos Mincha, after Kriya Satayra, they took out Kisuvim, which includes Eoiv, Tehillim, Daniel, Nechemiah, Tehillim. They took it out from a cloth. And they laned it, and they made a bracha. Someone made a bracha, and someone laned. It was clear. And Chazal were mevatel this minog, this takana, because it was in conflict with the drasha. Period. Now, when they did lain from kisuvim, what bracha did they make? Al kisvi hakodesh. So now the question is, when you lain from, let's say you lain on Pesach, the minig is to lain shir hashirim. So what bracha do you, let's say you do make a bracha. Okay, that's a discussion. Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? That itself is a discussion. The Ramah says you don't make a bracha. It's only a minig. That's a discussion. But let's say you're from the opinion that says you do make a bracha. What bracha do you make when you lain from, when you lain shir hashirim? Do you lain asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah sisvanu likroi b'kisvei hakodesh? Did you ever hear that? No. Or do you say al mikra megillah? So the Masech the Seferim says you make the bracha mikra megillah. Mikra Megillah, because Masech the Seferim is of the opinion that the Kisvei HaKodesh, because these five things are also in Halacha called the Megillah. It's called the Megillah. L'may Nafke Mina, is it a Megillah or is it Kisvei HaKodesh? Number one, are they each separate? If it's a Megillah, each one has to be separate. You don't roll it together in one big book. Does it have Amudim? Do you have Amudim? Ah, so the Gra. The Gra is the opinion, you have two Amudim. You know, the Gra holds you have to have a Megillah, two Amudim. One, no one does this. One, even the Gra Megillahs don't have two Amudim. An Amud in the beginning, Amud at the end. Mm-hmm. Some hold you have to have one Amud. Okay, but whatever it is, a Megillah is not a Sefer. It's not a Sefer. It has to be written separately. It has to have, the Amudim are different than the Amudim of a Sefer Torah, of a Sefer. And also the question is how much the margins. The margins may be different. If it's a Megillah verse, a Sefer. And also, there's a question of how lenient are we in mistakes. If there's a mistake, if there's an error, there are different leniencies that are found in a Megillah that are not found in Ksuvim. Another question is...
Yeah, Ksuvim also, but
Megillah is even less. Megillah would be even less.
Nevi'im
also are less than a Sefer Torah, but everyone has its own madrega. Another nafka mina is kedusha. Does it have a distinct level of kedusha?
It's mitami yadayim.
That's another question. Is it mitami yadayim? Does the Gemara discuss all of these things? But these are all very big questions.
I had a Megillah written a year of Ksuvim, and the Sefer didn't want to write anything chayla on it. I want to write a dedication.
Yeah.
He says you can't write it on the Megillah.
Even a Megillah, you can't write.
You can't write it on the Megillah.
Many Gedolim are very upset, very against having designs, the Keser, having the Hamelechs, designs, artwork. Artwork all over the Megillah. Many, many places can hold that. It's Shalei Kahalacha. If you would do an artwork, you would do a crown on a Sefer Torah in Shulchan Aruch, it's clear as day that it's possible. It's possible. So why is the Megillah different? Mm-hmm. So we're Megal. What? Igeres. We're Megal. It can be all fancy, mm-hmm. all everything goes. But there are many five-star Talmidei Chachamim which are not pleased with this at all, and they would not use such a Megillah. They would not take a Megillah out of a museum with these beautiful illustrations and use it to mekayim the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. They hold that Shalei Kahalacha. I don't know the Halacha Mamish, but the Evan, I'm sure they hold it's kosher, it's good, but it's not necessarily an ideal thing to do. In Lakewood, they're not running to do Hamelach Megillahs, that I know. In Lakewood, the Ir HaTorah, the Bnei Torah who bought these very expensive $2,000 Megillahs, the Ruba de Ruba, there are no crowns, there are no designs, there is no artwork. By the Bnei Torah, they don't go for this, because if it's not kosher for Sefer Torah, it's not a hidur when it comes to a Megillah.
Where does this whole Indian of buying a Megillah come in?
Nowhere. Nowhere.
People don't have money to send the kids to yeshiva.
Exactly, it comes
so
nowhere.
Spend $2,000 on
Simchas Hachaim. That's life. People are so miserable. You have to cheer them up. It's kedai.
Not for the Megillah.
Okay, it's kedai. It's kedai. You know, people talk. They don't have what to eat. Just because they're so miserable. They're so miserable. They have daigas aparnasa and they have so many problems. You have to deny them a simcha. You buy them a nice Megillah for $2,000. So what's so bad? So let the yeshiva, let them go figure out to get your $2,000. You go, you have your hanah, you could have your, what?
How much it costs?
More. Today, it's a minimum of $2,000. A nice Megillah, you can't get a nice Megillah. You can't get a nice Megillah less than $2,000 today. Impossible.
How much?
$2,000. Can't get an item. You can get for $1,000 good.
Yeah,
that's fine. You can get a Megillah today for $500 also. A beginner's Megillah, you can get a Megillah for 500, you can't get less than 400, possible. Less than, the cloth itself costs a few hundred dollars.
The labor,
but in case you're a beginner, the cloth alone costs a few hundred dollars. So you can get something decent for $1,000, definitely. For $1,000, you can get something fine, very good. And then it's not proportional. The price, a little bit nicer, you know, it's astronomical. A little bit, every little bit nicer goes higher until the outrageous amounts of money. Okay, whatever it is. So let's go back. So the question here is, there are many madrigals. Another question is there a difference of kiddusha? For example, let us say you have parchment, and the parchment has been prepared, l'shem kiddushas megillah. And now you want to use this parchment for a sefer Torah. You can't use it. You want to, what? Because the parchment has lacks the sanctity.
Right.
When they make the parchment, they make it the highest madrega for everything. With the tanaim,
you make it tonight.
But if you would make parchment for, let's say you make l'shem mitzvahs megillah, and now you want to use it to write a shir hashirim. If you hold that shir hashirim is ksuvim, it's not a din of megillah. You can't use that parchment. It's a different sanctity.
Right.
So there are a lot of nafkaminas, and we have to determine. No one. It's not practical. So when they make parchment, it's not a zed. It's not practical. They do all these things in preparation. They take into consideration all possibilities. Halacha lemaisa. There's a machlokes between the Masechta Soifrim and the Medrash. In Masechta Soifrim, it is mashma that all five have the status of a megillah, for better or for worse. When you say the word Megillah, you carry with it a whole collection of ideas of how it's written, the margins. It's written by itself. It's Kedusha. It's distinct from Ksuvim. It has a whole set of rules. But according to the Medrash, it's Mashma, there is only one Megillah, and that is Megillas Esther. Everything else is called Kesuvim, Divrei Kesuvim. The major nafkamina will be when it comes Yom Tif, and you have a minik to lain. You have a minik to lain, let's say Shir HaShirim, Rus, even Eicha, those who make a bracha on Eicha, what bracha do you make? Do you make a bracha on Mikra Megillah, or do you make a bracha on Likroi B'Kisvei HaKodesh? The Ramah, fascinating, he has four reasons why he holds you should not make a bracha on the Megillahs in Shul, and on the Shalosh Regalim. The second reason he gives is because we cannot be machriya between the Masechta Soifrim and the Medrash, if Shir HaShirim Rus and Koheles, and for that matter, Eicha is Kisuvim or a Megillah, and therefore we can't make a bracha, because the bracha is Ma'akev. The bracha has to be the correct bracha. You just can't make your own bracha. It doesn't work like that. Chazal gave you a bracha to make, you don't make your own bracha. So since we cannot be machriya if it's a Megillah or it's Ksuvim, so when it comes to Shir HaShirim, what are you going to say? Asher Kedushan B'mitzvot Tzivanu Al Mikra Megillah? You may have just made a bracha levatol according to the Medrash.
So
you make a bracha al kisvei al likra b'kisvei hakodesh. Well, you just may have now made a bracha levatol according to Masechta Soifrim.
So why don't you take a megillah beforehand, make a bracha on the megillah, make a bracha.
It's either one or the other. It's either one. What do you mean? There's no takana to do that. You only write in Shir HaShir.
Okay.
You only what?
No, you make the bracha according to a Medrash.
What?
Since when do we paskin according to a Medrash?
We paskin according to a Medrash when it's not a contradiction, contradicted by the Bavli. That's Rabbi Reisman's, I think Rabbi Reisman's, we do paskin from Midrashim as long as there's no conflict. Masechta Soifrim is not necessarily a conflict, because Masechta Soifrim is lightweight compared to the Bavli. Masechta Soifrim does not carry the same weight. So Minhag Hagra in Yerushalayim, they make brachas. There are a lot of shuls here around also. They're like, I don't know where they go. They're a loose cannon to allow people over here in America to all of a sudden go into a shul, all of a sudden they make a bracha on the Megillah. Where do you come to make a bracha on the Megillah?
Yeah, I wonder if Rabbi Belsky heard, because when he lain from a cloth on Eicha, Yosef
Chaim, he made a bracha?
So I'm wondering if I asked him, and he said, so I'm wondering if that was...
Okay, listen, if that's the psak, for a rabbi today, it's a tremendous chiddush for a rabbi today to take upon himself to say, oh, I'm going to go like the Gra, I'm going to make a bracha.
In Yerushalayim,
Avada, the whole area of Yisrael, they make a bracha. In Chutz Liaretz, traditionally, they never make, the Ramah says, all these kunsim, they fataych, the Ramah, It's a tremendous.
Moshe, I would have because he leaned from in your father's shul. Yeah. Lane, Shira.
My father was very makbid not to.
Right.
In fact, he was once about a boss.
Imagine that. That's right. Why I asked, because he leaned Shira from a cloth.
My father's shul. My father said, "No, you do not make a bracha." And there were more than once where Balabatan thought they know better than the rabbi.
Yeah.
And in a very disgraceful way. I remember two stories. In a very disgraceful way, they said, "No, I'm going to make a bracha." And my father says, "You don't make a bracha. The halacha is you don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha chasers." I remember the story, and I don't remember what happened, but my father said, "You don't make a bracha." And that's how it is. I mean, I asked my brother in Lakewood, what do they do in Lakewood? He said, no, they don't make a bracha. Ridiculous. He said to his pasha, they don't make a bracha. When he davens, all the shuls he davens in Lakewood, they don't make a bracha on the Ramos says you don't make a bracha. Zehu, the Gra, Chaim Berlin, I don't know, Chaim Berlin, they do minhagi, they do selective minhagi hagra. I don't know, very select. Everything's very selective. It's a very strange nusach. They do things. Why is like that? Don't ask. So if you're a Chaim Berlin, listen. So they're Chaim Berlin, they do whatever they do with Chaim Berlin. But if you're not a Chaim Berliner, you're not diving Chaim Berlin, who are you to go to make new Torah, to break tradition, and to make a bracha when the Ramah says not to make a bracha? And one of the reasons the Ramah says is who wouldn't even know what bracha to make? You make the bracha levatala. Is it kisuvim or is it a megillah? Yeah, who's going to be machria? So halal. So this is shad. Interesting. Going a step further, even with Megillah, among the Megillah is some. Which Megillah has more kedusha? Is there one particular Megillah that has more kedusha than the other Megillahs? So you may be shocked to learn is that Megillas Esther l'chor has less kedusha than all the other Megillahs for one very simple reason: there's no Shemas. Megillas Esther does not have the Shem Hashem. There is no Shem Hashem Megillas Esther, whereas the other Megillas do have Shemus, Shem Hashem. So someone, of course, all over. So therefore, someone says that Megillas Esther, if you go, you have cloth prepared for Megillas Esther, you can't use that cloth for Shir HaShirim.
Right.
Because it's a lower level of Kedusha, mm-hmm. Megillas Esther. Okay, these are all different, just throwing out ideas, as far as about, now another big question is, why do we say literal Megillah? Should we not say likra asher kedushon b'mitzvah svanu al mikra Megillas Esther? Why don't we give her credit, her name, her title? So this indeed is a big machlokes apoyskim. He brings down here. He has a nice discussion about this. He has makoros for this, and indeed there are apoyskim that say you should say. It's not the minhag. I tell you here, it was usually entertainment purposes. Don't dare get up in shul and make a bracha al nikra Megillas Esther. That's not the accepted practice. But there are definitely paiskin that say you should say al mikros Megillas Esther. If you learn like the Masechta Soferim, that all of the Megillahs are called Megillahs. They're all this Koheles, this Eichon, this Rus, this Shir HaShirim. Then how do you differentiate one from the other? You have to say the name Al Mikra Megillas Esther. It's not so simple. Mm-hmm. So the fact is that we only say Mikra Megillah. Think about it. The fact that we only say Mikra Megillah and we don't say Megillas Esther is an indication that there's only one Megillah, and that's Megillas Esther. And Rus, Shir HaShirim, Koheles, and Eicha are Kisuvim. They're ksuvim, and therefore, and that's why on the shalosh regalim you don't make a bracha, because if you make a bracha on Megillah, you can't make a bracha on Megillah, and to make a bracha on likra ksuvim, it's not accepted. We don't go that far. So the Ramah, you know, a lot of these things, these pieces of a puzzle, they all fit together. Sometimes these are all different ideas thrown out of what is the nusach in Megillas Esther. Is it a Megillah, the kedusha, when you have kavanah to write, and. Okay, these are just different issues which are not resolved, and we do what we do. Now he points out here at the very end something which he says it's Tzarech Ina, and just throw it out to you. Think of the number four, the number five. Number five, he writes over here at the very end of this paragraph, Ulisimu inyan yesh letzayin mashakosav hami'iri. Okay, the famous Nir b'msechta Megillah v'zeh l'shonai nusach birchas ha'megillah ulia achareha. B'mokam shnagu, we say at the end, Horovesh Rivenu, V'adones Tinenu, V'anoikemes Nikmosenu, V'anifrolonu Mitzrenu, V'yamashal Mugmulcholu Enavshenu. Okay, those are five different Nuschois. They correspond, now I don't know what they correspond to, this is Choymer Lidrush, they correspond Chamishal Lishoynois Elu, that I just mentioned, Horovesh Rivenu, Hadones Tinenu, V'anoikemes Nikmosenu, Vanifra lanu mitzarenu, v'amashalem gmul choloye nafshenu, chamisha l'shonis elu hamurim b'bracha yesh medaktikim bohem shehem kineged, chamesh megilos. Just like at the end of the Haftorah, we say, at the end of the Haftorah we have many brachas, and we once discussed this, why there are so many brachas. Okay, maybe we'll talk about it another time, why there are so many brachas. So there, but at the end of the day, we have four. There are four slash five. Five brachas
five
at the end.
Four, five after.
So what they correspond to, there's a correspondence. When you finish the Megillah, hey, it's all part of a team. Okay? It's all part of a team. The Chum, you know, it's just because making so therefore, at the end of the Megillah, we have to give credit to the other four Megillahs. And somehow, some way, some form, those expressions correspond to the other five, to the other four, five, all five. I try to think about this, how, I don't know anything about the Megillahs, I tried to think how these five expressions, how they could possibly correspond. I could not come up with anything, but maybe you're more creative and you can understand how each one of these expressions, in fact, captures the essence of one of the five Megillahs. Then he concludes here, and he quotes this from the Meiri, but he says, V'ein hadvarim nir... He says there that it doesn't make too much sense. I mean, this is a very, it's a real stretch to say such a thing. Okay, let me just see if I left anything out over here. Now, we also want to put out the nafkamina of Yisim Megillas Esther, verse Megillas, Mikra Megillah. Is really, he wants to be toilet in the Machlekes, in the Gemara, do you make a bracha al mine dishoim, on vegetables? What bracha do you make on a vegetable? We make one size fits all. Boire pri hoadama. But there is an opinion of the Gemara that says he's supposed to make a bracha on you make a barpi adama on like on a potato, but on a celery or on a.
Rabbi Huda says you make a bracha al gezi, you make every individual I'll call min v'min.
So therefore, he wants to be told these rishonim or this medrash that says that you should make the bracha al mikra, which is mashma mikra megillas Esther. Follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says when it comes to Birchas Hanemin, you have to make a kol min v'min. Likewise, when it comes to the Megillahs, each Megillah deserves its own separate title. But since we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin that you make a bracha one size fits all. Asher, we make the bracha al mikra bari pri ho adama, bari pri adama. Likewise, when it comes to Megillah, we make one bracha al mikra Megillah. You do not need to make a bracha, but you don't need a bracha one size fits all. But the other hand, let's say he quotes another example. Let's say when it comes to halakas ner. So we differentiate. L'halik ner shel Shabbos. L'halik ner shel Yom Tov. L'halik ner shel Yom HaZikaron. Why do you say that? Yom HaZikaron? Yeah. Will you do that? A special bracha?
No, you say Yom Tov.
Yom Tov, Yom Kippur?
No, Yom Kippur, you say Yom
HaKippur. Yom HaKippur, Yom Kippurim. And then l'halik ner shel Chanukah. Why? Why don't we just say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvos Yisrael Al Hadlokas Haneros? And one bracha.
A different time, no?
What?
The times are different.
So the
Shabbos is
so
Shalom,
potatoes don't taste the same like watermelons. They taste different.
It has a different flavor.
Does a potato taste like a watermelon? Can you differentiate between a potato and a watermelon?
Yes.
So do you make the same bracha?
Yes.
Why? It's different. It's a different shevach.
That's important.
It's a different shevach. It's a machloikis in the Gemara.
But they said it's just going to be too difficult for people to differentiate and they're going to end up not making brachas. That's what the Gemara and brachas
So Shabbos also. You have to have so many brachas.
This is Eile Regel. And this is the Shabbos.
Look, on the Meladim, the Kadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim. Do you say Mekadesh Yisrael the Chagas Sukkos? Mekadesh Yisrael. So some say it's a printer's mistake.
Printer's mistake.
All right. Some say it's a printer's, but there are many parts. There's a lot of Torah on this, and some say it's not a mistake. This is the way we do it anyway. We don't differentiate. We don't differentiate Mekadesh Yisrael the Hazman Kiddush and Tefillah is the same for the Shalosh Hagolim, whether it's Sukkot, Pesach, or Shavuos, or Shemini Atzeres. Four holidays. All the same. What do you mean all the same? Sukkot is not Pesach. I'm sorry. It's a whole different world. No, one bracha, one size fits all. One size fits all. Potatoes and watermelon, one bracha fits all. Halakas Haneros. Why confuse the average man? L'halik Neros. L'halik Haneros. You have to so many brachas. Shabbos, Chanukah, Yom Tov, Yom HaZikaron. Why confuse us? No, you see, there is an element where you want to be mefarit. You're mefarit what you're doing. So when it comes to the Megillahs, get five Megillahs. So, Megillas Esther, Megillas Eicha, Megillas Kohelas.
On a lower degree.
What?
On a lower degree. Then.
No, not necessarily a lower degree. They're different. Sometimes there's a higher degree. Hashem Hashem. It has the Shem Hashem in the Megillah. The Shem Hashem appears, then why is it a lower degree? It's a Megillah, it's Kodesh, it's Anshei Knesset Gedolah. So this is all part of the puzzle. There is no clear, obviously, we do what we do. Okay, Amina Yisrael is, for Neirois, we differentiate. When it comes to eating vegetables, we don't differentiate. When it comes to the Megillahs, we just say Mikra Megillah. We do one phrase catches all. It's something to think about. Why are the rules of differentiating different in some places, not other places? It goes back to Machlokes Tanoim. How many Megillahs are there? Are there really five Megillahs? Is there one Megillah? Everything else Ksuvim, not Ksuvim. These are all part of all different issues relating to this question. Okay, another interesting question. Why another solution? This will be shocked. Why we don't say Asher Mikra Megillas Esther is because who says Esther is her real name? Hadassah he Esther. Hadassah or Esther he Hadassah. What does it say in the pasuk? Esther, who's so therefore, you know, a name is everything. Okay, when you get an aliyah, they don't call you up by your nickname. They say, can we see you? They don't call you up by your social security number when you get an aliyah. Okay, they don't ask you, can we please see your tax return? Let me see your driver's license for your aliyah. It doesn't go like that. So if you're going to call up Esther, you got to call by her right name. Since we cannot be Machria, is it Esther or Hadassah? Really, we wouldn't want to call her Esther. We wouldn't call Mikras Megillas Esther, but we can't be Machria, so we have no choice. Or some want to say, is that what about Mordechai? Mordechai is just an equal partner to the Megillah as Esther. So for whatever reason, in our colloquial expression, we call it Megillas Esther. It's not necessarily accurate. It's just a nice thing, you know, ladies first. It's a nice thing. We give credit to Esther. But maybe when it comes down...
Maybe it's the fact that Purim is Nes Nistar and we use the word Esther.
Ein Achanam, it's Drush.
Signify the word Esther. Yeah.
But when you make a bracha...
Ein
Achanam, Mor Dror. Exactly.
Who,
so,
but who says that's his Hebrew name?
Ein Achanami. So therefore, since he writes, he cites sources here that really we would say Likra Megillas Esther, and the reason why is because if you're making a bracha, okay, the reason is because when you're making a bracha, there is no room for error when you make a bracha, and since we cannot determine with absolute certainty. Esther versus Hadassah versus Mordechai. Is the Megillah really Esther's Megillah? Mordechai was a partner. Mm-hmm. Was an equal partner, just as much as Esther in the writing of the Megillah. So, and the story also, Mordechai was also a partner. So since when you're making a bracha, the Shem Hashem, it's a serious business, you can't be machria. And Mela, the best thing is, when in doubt, less is more. We leave out Esther. Okay, that's also another svara added into... It is. Another, give you another example. I want to finish this topic. I want to show you everything I got over here. Okay, with the machlekes, ksuvim. I think that's pretty much what I wanted to tell you about this topic. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll continue.